This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
As she passes by. 10:28 on a somewhat muggy July day in St. Louis. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. We will not get a Cardinal baseball game until Friday night. I believe that is at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks, which, given how things have been the last, we'll say, 2.5 months, not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of golf. When you have a bad round, you go, I'll take that week off. It kind of is refreshing. This kind of feels like that same feeling.
Cardinals hit the All-Star break at 44-44. They are two games back in the National League Central, a division that I think some would have considered among, would have probably argued was one of the best in baseball, or at least maybe one of the strongest. And instead, every team is just kind of hovering around 500 and just kind of there. No team has stood out. No team looks like it really has any business considering itself a National League pennant contender.
I'll take one, though. I think the Dodgers are head and shoulders above everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Are we talking just Central teams?
Just Central teams.
Okay, Central teams. Yeah, Central is average at best all across the board. And over the weekend, something that stood out to me that got – just went under the radar and nobody noticed. One, Mike Schilt, he got ejected. It's a ploy by a manager sticking up for his player when the team's not going well. And you'd go, hey, these are my guys. I'm going to show my guys that I'm sticking up for them, and maybe that'll spark a little something. Flip side of that, Joe Maddon did the same exact thing on the same exact day. Was it Saturday, I believe?
Yes,
that
in Pittsburgh.
Yes. He did the same thing on a they had a little beanball incident, but Joe just finally said, all right, I'm going to jump out on this one, take one for the team, stand up for my guys, and hopefully my guys rally around that, you know, that team bonding moment. I just thought it was ironic with both teams underperforming and both managers on the same exact day said, hey, I'm going to stick my nose out here a little bit and see if I can get my guys to kind of bond a little bit. Just odd timing that it happened on the same day with both guys. But you're right about what's going on with the three top teams that we thought were the three top teams. They're just kind of average right now, and they have shown that they have holes in various positions. Obviously, the Brewers have had some issues with their bullpen to start the season and some injuries that they have had to fill. Yelich is just out of his mind. When he's healthy, he's got he's had a few things, but he is just
pulled out of the Derby because of a back issue.
Yeah. And the Cubs on the other side of it, they had Kimbrel. I think he's been good on one, bad on another this week in closing games for them. Rizzo and Bryant look better, but the rest of it, other than Baez, is just kind of, they're just average right now.
And I think that the problem, because as a Cardinal fan, you can look, okay, the Cardinal team obviously can play way better than what they're playing. But you could also say that about the Brewers and stretches, and certainly looking at the Cubs lineup from top to bottom. Not necessarily the rotation and the bullpen has been weak, but you're just talking about, you know, pure talent. The Cubs are going to be way better in the second half, you would assume. So even if the Cardinals make that jump to where they're supposed to be, I think you look at, you know, maybe the Brewers and Cubs doing the same thing, and you still may be out of it trying to continuously catch up, even if you're playing better baseball. So it's a tough spot. And to me, you can't really, you know, you can't buy and you can't really sell. You don't have a lot of asset that you don't need in the roster to try to get a Madison Bumgarner. To me, at least, you don't have a lot of irreplaceable guys. And if you're Sam Fran, yeah, you want to trade them. But the Cardinals, are they able to make the best package possible? And you don't want to overpay. You don't have Marcell Ozuna to trade if you were looking to, you know, kind of sell and get assets for the future, which the Cardinals have done in the past. See, really, you're banking on the second half of the year to have a Goldschmidt be Goldschmidt, Carpenter step up. And that's a lot to ask. Maybe they're just having off years. You know, maybe that isn't even enough if Goldschmidt, you know, comes back to form if you still have Carpenter slumping. So I think a lot of things just have to go right, and That's a tough call for Mosellock and company to make. What moves, if any, do you do at the deadline?
you're approaching that deadline fast. And yes, we know this is the hard deadline this year. It's not a, well, you know what, if we don't get it done on the end of the month, we will sneak a guy through with a big con. Nope. You either get it done by the end of the month, you make your decisions, and that's what you play with, or you just suffer the consequences. And I think, to your point a little bit there, Plowsy, that the Cardinals, you're 500. So you're within striking distance of both the wild card and the division. But are you really that good? Are you really good enough to make that jump? And with that being said, those other two teams are saying, well, we're better than what we are, too, and we should be better. The Brewers should improve. The Cubs should improve. So that means you better improve a lot more than where you're at right now. It's just, it's so weird. The Cubs are horrible on the road and great at home. I mean, there's just so many little points that you could throw out any stat you want right now, guys, with any three of these teams, and that stat will make you, that group look really good in the second half, or you could throw another stat out and go, well, the other, to make them look really poor, you go, maybe we shouldn't go all in right now and just play the card that we have instead of trying to sell off prospects. I mean, if you're the Cardinals right now, with that being said, I don't really know if you really want to be a buyer and go all in.
And if you're San Fran, why wouldn't you ask for a Dylan Carlson or that type? Why would you go for, you know, a below-average pitcher and a couple, you know, unproven offensive players? There are going to be packages out there for teams that are in contention that will probably throw out better prospects, a better package. And again, that's fine if you're the Cardinal because you don't want to overpay. You don't want to give a Dylan Carlson away for a quarter or a half the season to Madison Bumgarner because, to me, this team is much more than a Madison Bumgarner away from being consistent and making a nice playoff run. Maybe they can get to that second wild card, but even then, this team needs help that I don't know if they can get outside of maybe the offseason and you go from there. Just not having Ozuna healthy is terrible, not only, you know, for the offense, but for the fact that you could probably trade him for, you know, pieces that you can't do that now.
Cardinals are coming off a three-game sweep at the hands of the Cubs June 10th entering a series against Miami. This is a 25-game stretch during which, shortly after it started, John Mozeliak had his stop-trying-to-hit five-run home run comment.
Yeah.
And then later on, we saw Mike Schilt say that, not sure if it was, we're being too mean to the Cardinals or they're better than the record indicates or some confusing effect of we're playing better than maybe our record suggests. But it's a 25-game stretch. Marlins, Mets, Marlins twice, Angels, Athletics, and then this recent home road stretch, rather, Padres, Mariners, Giants. A stretch that you would like to make a move in the standings. The Cardinals in that 25-game stretch, which just ended yesterday in a 1-0 loss to the Giants, went 13-12. They had a team ERA of 3.72. They had one of the worst offenses in baseball during that stretch. Which, I get that that's 25 games, but that is about a little more than an eighth of your schedule that you were just very much 500 coming off a lengthier stretch where you were playing below 500. I think any talk about trying, I know what the standings say, but any talk about, hey, we're in this, or let's get Ozuna back, or let's get Molina healthy, it's not happening. I think any move that the Cardinals are going to make between now and the end of July need to be made for next season and not for this season.
Isn't it eye test, too? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, just, no, go ahead.
Isn't it? I understand the standing, but you look at that and kind of an anomaly because the NL Central is kind of mediocre and kind of beating up on each other. But you put yourself in any other division, you're 8 or 9 games out, and then you're really having that discussion of, okay, let's revamp for next year and beyond. I think just by watching this team and how inconsistent they are, I just don't see a spot to where you can flip that switch and become one of the best teams in the NL. And if that's the case, and if that's not the case, then you really do need to maybe try to work, like Brian said perfectly, work on that roster for next year. All these moves, whatever they do, have to be predicated on, does it help the team in 2020 and beyond?
The numbers you just gave out there, you said started on June, what,
10th? June 10th,
10th,
yes.
Okay. That was on the heels of an awful May. Awful May. You gave the ERA number 3.72. is very respectable for a pitching staff these days. 3.72, and that's with a group of guys that can barely go six innings most nights. I mean, that in itself is a great number. The flip side of that, the offense is brutal, and for the most part, that was with your best hitter, Ozuna, playing in a lot of those games. He didn't get hurt until this final trip out there on the West Coast. They need something in the middle of that lineup beyond what they already have. Yeah, you made the move to get Goldschmidt. He's not Goldschmidt right now. Is he going to be there? You think so, but the reality is when you give out those numbers, the only way you're going to get better is you got to go get an impact in the somewhere in that lineup.
Only the Marlins had a lower OPS in the National League in that stretch in the Cardinals.
It's just embarrassing, you know.
With that statement, what really can you go get for an impact in that lineup right now is what you have to assess. And if you can't, to your point, Brian, start building for next year and go, okay, well, I can't get anything that's going to drastically change because you're exhausting every in-house option that you have. Now your next option will be, you know, Randy Rosarino was the player of the month in the minor leagues who was hurt early in the year. Let's give him a shot and see if he can get hot like Lane Thomas did for a couple days. Or, you know, maybe O'Neill can get – Tyler O'Neill is proving that he is a 260 hitter at best, and that's at best, who still can't hit a breaking ball. And that may be the end of his career in Major League Baseball because he can't hit a breaking ball. He will be a star at AAA and nothing much more than that if he just – because he's proving right now – breaking ball is impossible to hit. So with that said, if you can't get a bat or something at the top of the lineup to bat leadoff, it doesn't matter. Because right now, the Phillies, the Nationals are better than you are. And you're not going to win this division, so guess what? You're not even going to get a wild card spot right now. Early in the year, it was almost, hey, these three teams at the top of the Central, they're going to battle for not only the division, but they're going to get the two other wild card spots. Right now, I don't even think you can say they'll be lucky to get one of the wild card spots out of the National League Central right now. It's probably coming from outside of the Central Division, those two wild card spots in the National League.
Cardinals are equally back in the wild card and in the National League Central. I'm curious, and I guess the front office is kind of box themselves into a corner based on some of the tough talk they had this offseason about, you know, the Goldschmidt trade was an illustration of their desperate attitude to get back to the postseason. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Miller, Goldschmidt, that was it. 500 at the break. Is there a move they can make that would satisfy the fans, or are we going to have another unfortunate trade deadline where not much is done?
I don't think much is going to be done.
You have to make an impact move. I don't know where that impact move right now is. You just look. You have a giant hole at leadoff right now. Giant hole. You talked about OPS, and we can go through all the numbers. You can tell me, well, we're going to keep waiting for Matt Carpenter to straighten out. I don't know if Matt Carpenter's ever going to straighten out. I would hope so if you're a Cardinal fan, but the reality is I think he is where he is right now. He might be a little bit better average-wise, but he's getting on the other side of his career. You can't expect him to go on another toward historic pace like he did this time a year ago. You just can't expect that. That's unrealistic. So he's... You got to fix the top of the lineup, and right now there isn't a fix.
And most teams, you know, having their best off, if other teams had their best offensive player sidelined with an injury, they could just say, hey, this guy's coming back, you know, things will even out in the lineup. I mean, they were losing and getting destroyed even when Marcell Ozuna was hitting 20 bombs at 60 RBIs. I mean, you can't even pitch that, hey, we got our big guy coming back, you know, shortly after the break, because for one, you don't even know when he's coming back, and two, you know, it didn't seem to be that you were a Marcell Ozuna away from, you know, being competitive. So, to me, you got to work on the roster for next year. If you can slash some, you know, payroll for next year on this year, you do it and then move on.
The defense has improved. It's been much better. The base running has improved. but you're not scoring any runs. That, you know, I hear that day after day. Boy, the base running is much better. I said, yeah, but it's not producing any runs right now for you. I mean, Flaherty had one of his best games of the year yesterday, finally, and you couldn't score any runs for him. How many nights on this trip where, let's say, you had a guy going into the fifth or sixth inning? I think Wainwright had one of these starts, too. Well, I've given up one run, but it sure feels like I'm down by four because, for the most part, unless Tommy Edman comes up with another hero play, we're going to lose the game again. I mean, that's basically where this is at. Munoz with a big hit in the game against San Diego last Sunday with a, quote, hero play with the bases loaded finally coming through with a hit. That's the only way they're winning games right now. That's not good enough for this baseball team.
Once again, Cardinals 500 at the break. They got off, we heard 20-10. That was a similar refrain being pitched to us by Mike Schilt in particular. Since that 20-10 start, the Cardinals are 24-34. That is tied for the lowest win percentage in the National League.
Again?
The Marlins.
Right. So
everything's trending down.
All that said, asked, what are you going to do? And you look at all the other teams that are in the, quote, wild card hunt. I mentioned Philly. I mentioned Washington. Pittsburgh is just behind you right now when you look at the standings. Who's going to sit here and go, I got a guy available right now? There aren't a lot of teams that are going, we're selling everything. After April, the Indians were sellers. Right now, the Indians are going, we're on the move and we're moving up. You know, Trevor Bauer, that anybody you wanted from their staff that was apparently available after April is no longer available in Cleveland. Seattle has already moved whatever else they had that you could have picked off of them. The Yankees got a great move there, picking up players out of that organization. So I don't know. I really don't know. You're going to have to find a way to make a trade where you can move a Carpenter and replenish that spot. I mean, that's basically where I see it right now. Or if you can find a right fielder and somebody's interested and you're not giving up Dylan Carlson or Nolan Gorman, that's where you go right now. You got a center field spot that if you can find a guy that can be a lineup difference maker, you go get him. But I don't know where that guy is right now.
If you're looking for positive spins as we enter the All-Star break, two games back, two things that I think are worth monitoring. Coming out of that road trip into the month of July, Dexter Fowler, a 7.73 slugging percentage this month. Paul Goldschmidt, a 7.27 slugging percentage in the month of July. Two players whom, for the Cardinals, you would hope would get things going really quickly coming out of the break.
That's a scary thing for me. I love the numbers for Fowler, but is that the guy you want to hang your hat on right now if you're the Cardinals? It might be your only option, but is that really a guy you think you can count on to be part of the difference in creating this lineup or making this lineup better? I'd be scared if I was the Cardinals, and that's my go-to right now is, hey, I'm going to make Dexter Fowler the poster boy for my comeback.
Other positive notes, Jack Flaherty coming off the best start by far of his season, carrying a no-hitter into the seventh inning before allowing the home run to Evan Longoria. Things that you just want to see trending in the right way, to a degree, started going that way.
One good for Flaherty, one bad for Michaelis.
Yes.
You know, it's the give and take and the pull. With all that said, with the lineup that we just discussed, if you don't find a way to go get another veteran starter, I don't think it's going to matter either. I think over the course of the second half of the season, they got to find a guy who's going to go out there and give them 6-7, a quality start every time beyond what they already have. And again, guess what? That's going to cost you more. Plus, go out and get a bat. Because if you don't fix the lineup, you're not going to win. And then once you fix the lineup, you still need another arm out there that's going to help you get a win every fifth day.
Cardinals are not a team that can be fixed by a midseason trade, says Danny Tanner. The roster is average overall with the pervasive mood of mediocrity that is always showing in performance. I'm sure Goldie wishes he would have waited to sign somewhere else. I'm not sure if Goldie has the same market value that he had back in March.
Well, he is not having a Goldschmidt year.
No.
I think we all know that right now. Here's this, and you say you wish maybe he's wishing he wouldn't have signed. Maybe he's going, I'm glad I signed because maybe there's something more wrong there that no one's aware of, and he wouldn't have gotten as big a contract because everyone would have started going, there's questions here with Goldschmidt. Why is he not having a super year this year? Is he on the downside? If I'm Paul Goldschmidt, I'm going, I got my money. I got my contract that's going to keep me here for a while. I'm set for the rest of my career. I'm happy.
Let's see. Solid follow up, Lousy.
Yeah, I really think that, you know what, he's not playing the way he wants, but he's got his everything set for himself and the rest of his baseball career.
Everything average for the Cardinals, 44-44. Two back, just one all-star. I get ready for the all-star game tomorrow night. That'll be Paul DeJong. The Cardinals are, I remember growing up being always just kind of annoyed and frustrated that, oh, of course, you know, the Pirates need their all-star, and you know, the Padres got to get their guy, and here's the lone guy from Toronto, and it is kind of depressing realizing that the Cardinals are now that team. At somewhere tomorrow night, there'll be a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan going, oh, what? Of course, the Cardinals got to get their one guy in. Who cares?
Well, and the reality is, if it's DeJong, what else would you go with if it's not DeJong? I mean, think about that. If it wasn't for DeJong, Ozuna's hurt. What else do you have on
that?
That's
it, yeah.
I mean, everybody's going, John Gant's been really good. Yeah, but he's a middle reliever. He's a guy that eats up innings for you. He's not one of those guys that's going to be an all-star for you. It's disappointing right now with the roster. It is a 500 roster. That's plain and simple.
We're going to take a short time out here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. More plenty of Cardinals coverage, all-star coverage on the other side of this timeout. Before we go to break, though, I want to tell you about the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. Visit thegatesworth.com for more information. We'll be right back here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com.